Welcome back to Bonded by Bravo. I am your co-host, Amy, joined with my co-host,
Jenna.
Is that how you say it? Host and co-host? Hey, co-host. Welcome back. I'm your co-host. Okay. How you doing? Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. Halfway through the week.
Woohoo. What's happening in your world?
Let's just get right into yours.
Nothing notable to talk about.
It's just been a fucking week, honestly.
Yeah, and it's only Wednesday. We have so much more time. I could easily get into my last 24 hours. I did my first colonoscopy today. So exciting. I say first because apparently it's something that you do regularly once you turn 45. I am not 45, but they are treating me as if I am. And so basically yesterday you have to take this 4 liters of, they call it PrEP. It's called PrEP. It's like the most disgusting. I know, I'm looking at your face and it's fucking disgusting. And you basically drink 4 liters of a laxative.
Oh my God.
I wish I was kidding. I am not kidding. 4 liters of a laxative. And then you sit on the toilet for the entire rest of the night.
No.
Not to be graphic, but that's what you do. You sit on the toilet and it woke me up at 3 a.m. continuously. Then you go there. And while you're there, it all happened so quickly. They told me to take my shirt and they said, keep your shirt and your bra on, keep your pants and your underwear off, but you can put your sneakers back on.
No.
And I'm like, wait, hold on, what?
Oh my God. This is getting sexier by the second.
And they're like, put this gown on front and back. And I'm like, can I just like go waddling in there in my sneakers?
I hate this.
I know. And so they do that. You're asleep the whole time. For anyone, you're asleep the whole time. So I was asleep the whole time, thank God. And I woke up. This is too graphic. My ass was so wet and it wasn't from anything. They put so much lube on the thing to get the scope.
That I can't.
I was like, did I go to the bathroom in my pants? And she's like, no, you know, this is what they do. And I was like, oh my God. So then I like hopple back and take my sneakers off, put my pants and my underwear on, and went about my day. The biggest thing was that I couldn't eat anything yesterday. I could only drink clear liquids. So it was torturous.
I want to go back to the fact that you opted for the sneakers.
I felt like
cruise past that too quickly.
I honestly didn't know what to do because I felt like
you were like, they're offering. I guess I should take it.
And I'm just like, I'm in my sneakers here, like waddling with 2 things on, a shirt and a bra, and like butt naked. And you know how they put you in the gown, like they're not going to rip it open and stare at your asshole. I'm like, okay. I'm in the room before they give me the anesthesia. Like, oh, let me just cover up back here because I don't want them to see anything. Like, for the love of God.
Oh my God. Also, having to go to the bathroom in a New York apartment.
Oh, like, I mean,
this sounds terrible.
Wait, what do you mean?
Just it's so close to your room.
Oh, yeah. And our bathroom is in our bedroom.
Yeah.
But I asked Meek and he didn't hear me waking up in the middle of the night.
Okay, that's good. Can you imagine if it was like not your husband and like just a boyfriend?
Oh, no.
He would not be allowed in the house that day.
Oh, my God. It was like running to the bathroom from 5:30 until 10 p.m. But good news, there's nothing wrong. It's all good. It came back. Everything's fine and dandy. I just have other bloating and other issues that I feel like every other woman I know deals with. Then I come home and I don't think anyone's going to care about this, but this was very traumatic for me today. There's been, believe it or not, there are species of birds in New York. And I love my neighborhood right now, even though we're moving next week, because you can always hear the birds chirping and you feel like you're not like in the city, even though you hear the sirens too. And so there's been these bluebirds. What are they called? Blue jays? Are bluebirds? Blue jays. there's been these blue jays like flying about in my house. I'm like, oh my, in front of my house that I can see. I'm on the second floor and we have windows. So I'm staring at these blue jays. I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool. Like we have wildlife. This is amazing. And I'm watching because again, we're on the second floor so I can see out to the street and I keep seeing them like dive bombing people. And I'm like, this is so funny. Like what's going on? Well, they had a baby and they were protecting the nest. However, the baby must have fallen out of the nest.
Oh no.
So it's been like plopping around on people's porches. This isn't funny, but I don't know what else. So it's plopping around on people's porches. I see it last night and I'm like, I should do something about this baby bluebird, blue jay. And I'm like, what do? I don't know what to do. I'm sure its mom will find it. And this morning I come out and again, it's out between our steps, like flying into your face as you walk out the door. Don't know what to do. And I have to go for a colonoscopy. So don't have time for you, baby blue jay. I come back and the guy three houses down is doing construction and all the construction guys are like holding the bluebird, blue jay, passing it around. And I'm like, oh yeah, God, guys, like, is everything okay? Like, you know what? I'm going to call the Audubon Society, blah, blah, blah. So I go in the house. This is so fucked up. I go in the house. I call the Audubon Society or I email them. And I'm like, hey, just an FYI, there's like an abandoned bird, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if you guys can come out and get it or whatever, but that would be great.
An abandoned bird.
I know. This is literally what I'm writing. I'm like, are you serious? Like, this is what's become of you at 40 years old. You're emailing people about abandoned
birds. Are known to be very mean.
Okay, interesting. Because they were, I'm telling you, they were dive bombing people.
Yeah, they're not, but they're not like the friendliest of the birds.
Okay. So I did the right thing. And I look out and the bluebird's on a car. I look out 2 minutes later, the bluebird is in the middle of the street. And I'm like, no, it's going to get hit by a car. I turn my head. I look back. A car passes and you hear like thunk. Oh, and I'm like,
no, bird down.
And I was like, maybe. And I like turned away and was like, no. And I turned back and splat bear right in the road.
Oh no. Wow. This 3 hour time difference does a lot. Like you've had a day and I haven't even brushed my teeth.
Oh, sorry. I also like had a matcha, so I'm a little bit caffeinated. And I mean, you don't eat for 24 hours, so like anything's like, ugh. I love it. Anywho, that was my morning.
Yeah, that is a morning. These birds, all these people trying to befriend the birds. Eden's out here trying to befriend the crows. I don't think it went well, so they're like fine. They're like neutral now. But I'm like, what is wrong with everyone? Kyle gets up like quickly off the couch last week, and he's like, I think it's going into my bird bath. And I'm like, I don't care. I just don't care.
I like, would you also like the other thing, the Audubon Society, they wrote me back and were like, the bird's probably not abandoned by its mother. Yeah, it's probably. I'm like, oh guys, sorry for the 911. It got hit by a car.
Oh my God. I love the word abandoned. Like as if like it was abandoned by like its owner. Like
I didn't know what to do. I thought I did the right thing. I didn't know what to do.
Well, nature took care of that, I guess.
Oh my God. It was so cute. Meek took a picture of it.
Rest in peace, blue.
All right. R.I.P. blue jay, bluebird. Anywho, that was my morning.
Well, that's exciting. colonoscopy so exciting. And a dead bird.
I know.
Oh God.
Some drama.
Well, let's get started. I think before we really dive into it, let's just play like a little bit of a game. To get us
we love
going, get us engaged, and then we'll get into Below Deck. You watched the last two episodes.
Sure did.
Yeah, that final scene of the second episode with Gary. Well, again, we'll get into it, but I was like,
so
oh no. Is he going to get canceled?
Jeez. Gary. Get your shit together, Gary.
I know. Like, there are cameras here. Just and keep that in mind.
Again.
But let's get into the this or that game.
I feel like we've gotten some good responses from the this or that. And by good responses, I say from like the people that love us and would like never say anything negative about us. But I feel like the people are engaged in the this or that.
I'm engaged in the games. Every time we play at the end, I'm like, and then it's like, all right, gotta go. I'm like, well, wait, I'm playing the game.
Yeah. One of the games I was thinking about, it's not even a game, but one of the segments I was thinking of, like, Amy's celeb sightings. Okay. I didn't text you this because I wanted to save it, but yesterday I was going to the gym and I saw Penn Badgley just, like, walking with his coffee, looking like a Brooklyner. And, you know, that's the second time I've seen him after the gym or on the way to the gym in two different neighborhoods.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the first time I saw him, I looked disgusting and was sweating right after the gym. And we made eye contact. And yesterday I just observed him, like, walking down Flatbush Avenue.
Just observed him.
Yeah. He just looked like a regular normie.
Do you ever see Bradley Cooper?
Oddly enough, no. But I know he's a big West Village guy and a lot of the West Village people.
Oh, did I maybe ask this already? I might have.
I don't know. I mean, he's on my, like, would love to see. I submitted it to Dumas, Avi.
You should just hang around the West Village in, like, a bunch of Eagles gear and see.
I feel like, you know, I had a conversation with myself if I ever saw Bradley Cooper on the street. This is embarrassing.
Go Birds.
Thing. That's exactly what I was going to say. I was like, that's all I'll say. It's just, I'm just going to say go Birds. And it's just going to be like a.
Yes, it's going to be so good. And you know he'll appreciate it. He loves the Birds. I know. We love the Birds.
It'll be perfect. I was thinking today, like, just because you do see. I don't know if everyone sees celebs, but, like, I'm always hunting for them.
Yeah.
And I was thinking of, like, my best celeb encounters. There's some good. I think the biggest one that I had was before COVID when I shoved my ass on the R train next to Olivia Colman.
I kind of remember this.
It was like, and remember I told you she, like, was looking up an eggplant parm recipe? Because I shoved my ass next to her. And, like, anyone who knows me, like, I'm a big booty Judy. And I'm saying it's before COVID because after COVID, people usually leave a seat in between. And before COVID, people did not give a shit. Like, you were shoving any corner, even if you, like, just your cheeks were on there and your legs were, like, you were sitting on the train.
Do they still leave a seat?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's getting less and less. But honestly, it's, like, kind of nuts how much people are they're still leaving more room. But anyway, I shoved my ass in there and then afterwards was like, oh my God. Because I saw her when I walked on the train. I was like, that chick looks familiar. And then I shoved my ass down and was like calculating, like, oh shit, it's Olivia Colman. And this was before The Crown too. Or maybe it was happening during The Crown. Anyway.
Yeah. I don't see anyone in San Francisco. I feel like the only people, it's just like really, it's like tech billionaires, but I would not know what they look like. And I don't really care, to be honest.
Yeah. Didn't you see Mark Zuckerberg before?
I served him.
Oh, right.
A couple of times, actually. And he did always leave 100% of whatever his tab was. So that's nice. Four houses up from this one bar I worked at in the city. And so, yeah, he was, like, kind of a regular there. And then he'd have his security detail, like, just two of them sit outside the restaurant for the entire time.
Security detail? Like, is that necessary?
Oh my God, for Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah, Kyle worked on his office and, like, it's like Batman style and the glass is bulletproof. And then he has a button that takes him down all the way down for an escape because he's like probably one of the people hate him. Like the way that they feel about Elon Musk. Like, I'm sure he's living in some kind of bat cave as well.
That's so interesting. I didn't realize that.
Huh. Oh, yeah. Kyle said it was crazy. Like, the thickness of the glass on his office was, it was wild. He worked on the whole Facebook building and was just like,
I think he was telling me. Oh, yeah. I wonder.
I hope he didn't sign an NDA.
Anyhow, okay. What is it? Do you want to do my this or that or your this or that?
I don't care. Let's do either. I just want to play a game.
Okay. I already looked at yours and I like that you don't get to see mine.
Okay.
So I made this specifically for you.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. So this is a game of marry, fuck, kill.
Okay.
Dom Gen edition.
Okay.
Marry, fuck, kill Tristan Thompson, Tom Sandoval, Lenny Huckstein.
Oh, come on. This is terrible.
But it's so good.
I'm killing Sandoval.
Oh, okay.
He gives me actual skeevies.
Yeah.
Big major ick. I guess I'm fucking Tristan Thompson because I guess he seems like the best lay out of all three of them. And then I guess I'm marrying Lenny and trying to divorce him and take as much as I can.
That's what, like, you could just marry for the money. I mean, yeah. Tom Sandoval, there's literally nothing there. We know that he's not a good light. Maybe that one wasn't as difficult as I thought.
And okay. I feel like this, my prenup with Lenny will be ironclad and in my favor. Unlike Lisa.
Well, true. She married for love, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I know. Okay, love, next one. Love. Okay, marry, fuck, kill. Ariana, Paige, Dr. Nicole.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm marrying Paige because she's funny. And her grandfather knows how to make a really good sandwich. And honestly, did you see that episode when she said that she, like, something about the cheese always has to touch the bread because her grandfather owned a deli? And I have stayed true to that.
Oh, I mean, if you ever look at her, like, holiday family home stuff, it's always like the spread that they put out is to die for.
I bet they do a great Seven Fishes. Imagine. And then, let's see, I would fuck Ariana, kill Nicole, I guess.
Okay, you had a lot of loyalty to Nicole last week, just saying.
I know.
Okay.
But I've been in it longer with Paige and Ariana.
Yeah, you've been like totally in it longer than I got long relationships. Okay, podcast edition.
Okay.
Marry, fuck, kill, call her daddy, not skinny but not fat, armchair expert. This is kind of easy. Oh. This is dumb.
No, marrying armchair expert, fucking call her daddy, killing not skinny but not fat.
I know, that was too easy.
I actually had like a thought when we were kind of discussing like different things to talk about. And I was just, every time I listen to Armchair Expert, I'm like, I just want to talk about this podcast with people. You're like one of the only people I know that like listen, because you listen to it regularly, right?
Regularly. The only one I don't listen to is the Flightless Bird thing.
I've even kind of, I don't listen to it as much, but if anyone is out there not listening to this podcast, really 10 out of 10, like listen to that podcast. It's so good.
Well, that was one of the things I wanted to talk about too at some point. Like, what are our favorite podcasts? Like, me and you are like, we listen to podcasts. You know, it's crazy to me that, I guess it's not crazy, but like, it's crazy to me that people don't always do it. Like, not everyone listens to podcasts. And for me, it's like, it's my chill vibe. Yeah. It's like, if I go for a walk, if I'm on the train, you know.
What are your top three?
Okay. My top three are Armchair, number one.
Yes.
Number two, Smartless. If you're not listening to,
I used to, but not anymore. If you, they you get off, they were really getting on my nerves. Like, I was like, you guys are just talking over each other. I can't stand it. Have they like ironed that out a little bit?
No, but it's so funny. Like, you have to watch their HBO special of them on the road. It made me like, you're just like, the way they talk shit to each other just is so, gives me such hard eyes of like how, like, that's just how I love talking with my friends. And third, my therapist ghosted me. Actually,
I still need to get on that one. Maybe I'll listen to that today.
Giggly Squad's up there, but like not one that like, I don't know. My therapist ghosted me like makes you out loud laugh.
I don't listen to Giggly Squad anymore.
Oh, at all?
Uh-uh. I haven't listened to them like, oh my God, so long.
Yeah. I feel like I'm aging out to be honest. Sometimes the things they're talking about, I'm like, I have to Google this.
Armchair Expert's definitely my top one.
For sure.
And then this one's not as exciting, but One with Kara Swisher is like my other top, one of my other ones.
What is that and who is that?
It's like more of a, I would say it's more of an educational podcast.
Oh, what is she on about?
Because Kara Swisher is like she's been a tech reporter for years. And so she talks to a lot of CEOs and just like, I feel like she breaks down, she like asks the questions that like need to be asked. Like, she had the CEO of Airbnb on, and at like towards the end of that episode, she straight up was like, last question, what the fuck is with these like cleaning fees? Like, what is happening here? People are outraged by this. Like, you go and you see the price per night. By the time you're paying out, you just like gave over your like left limb.
What was the response?
He's aware of it and he wants more transparency, but I don't know. I've kind of like stopped doing Airbnb. If I'm gonna pay for all these cleaning hotel or cleaning fees, I'm just gonna stay in a hotel.
Yeah,
like, unless honestly, I'm like a big group, right. It's not like I'm going home and cooking the whole time.
Literally never. I don't know if I've ever cooked in an Airbnb. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, we've really moved like away from it.
Yeah, that's interesting. Actually, the more I think about it, the last time I did it was for a bachelorette party.
Yeah. With like a whole house of people, you know, it makes sense. But yeah,
I'm retiring from bachelorette parties, which I already noted, but.
And then speaking of bachelorette parties, yesterday, I was like, I don't want to sound selfish when I say this, but the amount of money, you know, we've spent on like other people's showers and weddings and bachelor parties and traveling and gifts for having a baby, like all of these things. And I'm like, you know, just because we're not getting married, like I'll take a check. Like, well, write me a check.
Sex in the City did a whole episode about Carrie. And like, the more I think about it, because same, like we didn't have a wedding, we eloped.
Yeah.
We didn't have a registry. And the more I think about it, I'm like, you know, I did have a bachelorette party, but it was at the Jersey Shore. So I can't imagine it cost people that much. But I wish I could just like do a friend, like a birthday registry or something. Like,
or just like, hey, we need it to 6 years, send us a check here.
Right. Right.
Or like, terrible for any of my friends listening. I've had a blast and I'm not, it's been great fun. They're expensive.
I had a blast, but send me a fucking check, bitch.
Send me a fucking check. Yeah.
I've had so much fun at your bachelorette party. Can you Venmo me?
I know.
Yeah. And it's so funny because if you like, it's also like, if you say no, you're the dickhead.
I know.
If you say, I'm not going to come or I don't want to pay the expense of this or that, then you're the asshole. And you can't do that because it's the bride. Like, I've gotten into aggressive conversations with friends. And that's the other thing. My friend made such a good point about like, you're bringing these groups of friends that would never normally hang out together and like hoping for the best. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Wait, not only are you hoping for the best, you're spending thousands to hope for the best.
Right. And like, we'll sit at the other end of the table because girl, never talk to her again.
Oh my God. I know. I'm like really hoping. I think like it's mostly done for me at this point.
Never say never. Trust me. I literally almost just got asked to be a bridesmaid.
No. No. If someone asked me to be a bridesmaid again, I think. Honestly, I haven't been asked that many times, luckily.
But that's more about you. Like, you keep your circle tight. No, like, you keep your circle tight. You're not just out here befriending, like, every...
Yeah. And also, a lot of my friends aren't doing the bridal party thing anymore.
Well, I feel like that's the new thing. Like, not doing a bridal party kind of seems like the new thing. Like, you have your best, like... People know who they are. Like, if I were to get married tomorrow, the people would know without me being like, oh, okay, we're going to have a bridal party. My sister, was it last year or the summer before, my sister's 10 years older than me and was in full glam and makeup in a pink dress with a side thing, like ready to go for her. I'm pushing 50 years old. Could you imagine?
No.
Don't ask me. I'll do a reading or like I'll sing a song.
I'll
Don't
come.
Ask me. I'll just come. I'll come. I'll give you a fat check. Don't ask me.
If I'm traveling, so I read online that if you travel for a wedding, that you don't need to get a gift.
Okay. First of all, I have a lot to say about this topic. Number one, do not, in the history of anyone getting married, give somebody on their wedding day an actual present in a box wrapped. People do that, and that irks the shit out of me. That is not what that's meant for. No bride or groom wants to carry a box open. Like, no. You give a card with money in it. And although people say that, I would disagree. However, last summer we went to a destination wedding in Spain and they said no gifts, but they did ask if you're going to make a gift to make a donation because we don't need anything. So we ended up donating to their charity.
Okay.
I really liked that idea too.
I like that. Yeah.
Grown-ups, like, you know, we've been living together for 10 years. here's our Bed Bath & Beyond registry. Like, oh, you mean you don't have your dish towels and your fucking...
have a pan?
Right. You're using the same pan? Oh, you need the kegerator? I'm not paying for that.
No, I... These things are so ridiculous.
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 What were we supposed to be talking about right now?
Well, we were doing a little bit of a game, but we kind of digress. But honestly,
oh, I had one more.
I'm into this conversation because
this we're going through it.
This whole thing is like, we just really need to normalize, you know, smaller
eloping. Do it.
Eloping, or like, we don't need to be traveling halfway across the world for a bachelor party.
Traveling halfway across, I actually did a TikTok about this. If you want to follow me on TikTok, it's at Amy Vandario. I'm trying to launch my comedian career. Anyhow, I did a TikTok about this. Oh my God, the bluebird's back. No. Oh my God. God.
In lifetime,
no,
guys.
No, I'm so sorry. Oh no. Oh my God, this is so bad.
Oh boy.
Okay, I can cut that part.
Stay focused.
Oh
stay
my
focused.
God, it's watching it down. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
Resurrected.
No, it's like the bluebird mom is back looking for the baby.
Oh, God. Okay, just put your head down. Just don't look. Don't look.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Anyway, I wonder if we can see it like roadkill in the street and that's what it's looking at. Anyway, okay. Oh, my God, this is so bad. Oh, this was my point. This is what I said on TikTok. Like, I don't want to go and spend, like, I don't want to be on your girls' trip. I don't want to go on your bachelorette party. However, if you want to invite me to your destination wedding in another country where we'll have, like, 2-hour cocktail hours, because that's the thing. In Europe, I found from my husband being European that their cocktail hours are 2 hours.
What 2 hours.
One.
Okay.
And you're just sitting there drinking your face off and eating little tiny appetizers for 2 hours. Then you go and have a seated dinner, and then it's dancing till like 2 a.m. at the earliest.
Oh, wow.
It's that sounds fun. So much fun. But yeah, so if I don't care about your bachelorette or your girl's trip, but please, please send me your invitation to your destination wedding.
Got it.
I will be there. I will have my plus one. I'll be on my best. I'll put my best face on. I'll be the entertainment. I'll crack jokes, like whatever you need. I'm there for. I'll hand out fans, the little fans. I'll place some flowers, you know. Anyway. Yeah,
you'll turn it all the way up.
Absolutely. Just remember, I can put my address and the link in the bio. Yeah.
Well, speaking of traveling, I think we should probably just start getting into the Bravo of it all.
Do you want to skip my very last? This
or oh, go. Okay, no, let's do it.
I just feel like this is a good one, and this could be torturous for you, I think.
Okay.
Kylie Jenner.
Uh-huh.
Hailey Bieber.
Uh-huh.
Kristen Cavallari.
Can I just take Kristen like all day and then just nix the other two?
What are you doing with Kristen?
Mary fucking, not killing.
She's, this is like, wild because Kylie
one of
used
my
to be
top. Like, okay. I love her so much.
What are your favorite characteristics about Kristen Cavallari?
I just think she's cool. And also, I've had like 3 people in my life tell me that I remind them of her. And I'm like, guys, that is like the best compliment ever.
I could see that though.
Yeah.
It's like something with your mannerisms.
That's what they were like. I think Corey was one of them. And he was like, I just feel like you guys are like very similar. I'm like, oh my God. Don't say it again.
It's also like the dark eyebrows. We love that.
But yeah, I just think she's super cool and she likes to have a good time. She likes more organic wine, no sulfite, same. So I think we'd get along great.
You like an organic wine?
I love an organic wine. We're like, like skin contact wine. Oh, like a little funky, a little sour. Love.
What the hell is skin contact wine?
Okay, well.
What is that?
It's like.
Skin contact
it's
wine
like more is more natural, like and so the I think like I don't know. Don't ask me these science questions.
Whose skin is it contacting?
Like the grape.
What the hell are you talking about?
Okay, well,
skin contact wine.
I don't know how it's made.
Aren't all grapes contacted by the skin?
Like when I see that section on a menu at a wine
there's
bar,
there's a menu.
That's where I'm heading. Huh?
There's a menu that says skin contacted wine.
Yeah.
Like all I can think of is skin to skin contact with a baby. Like, that's all I keep picturing. Like, what the frick are you talking about?
No, I've gotten so weird about my wine choices. I really go out of my way to, like, get – I don't know. I'm, like, I'm not a snob by any means, because snobs probably wouldn't even like the kind of wine I like, because it's so funky and weird. It's like very earthy and like almost tastes like it could be a sour beer, but like not that tart. And like a lot of like the chilled red wines are usually have a little bit of that. Let's get into it.
I need to Google skin contact wine. I feel like we need to bring this back, because I need a definition of skin contact. I'm going to look it up. Let me look it up.
Look it up.
Skin contacted.
And it's like, I always find I get less of a hangover, which is like, especially when there's no sulfites. It's so good. But I want to get into Glodak.
I know, but you're really going to let it. Okay. Skin contact wine is essentially white wine that is turned orange because the grape juice has been allowed to stay in contact with the grape's skin from as little as a few days to as much as a year. And that is extreme even by red wine standards. I'm just confused how it's not staying in contact with the skin of the grape. Okay. Anyway, we learn something new every day. What were we into Below Deck? Yeah. Go ahead. Let's segue.
Okay. First thing I just wanted to ask, did you know Colin has a sailing show on YouTube, and do you watch it?
What?
Yeah. So Kyle told me about it.
What?
Yeah, Kyle like saw him when I was watching. He's like, "Hey, that's the guy with the sailing show on YouTube." And I was like, "Wait, what?" And he was like, what? "Yeah, he has a sailing show." So then I watched it, obviously, and you know his life is really cool. And he's sailing from, I don't even know where he's at.
I saw on his Instagram about where he's sailing. I didn't know he had a sailing show. That's interesting.
Yeah. Are there girls in that? YouTube thing on, like, I think it's Sunday nights.
Interesting. Okay. That could be maybe some content, because next week is the last of the last two episodes, which is going to be such a bummer.
Which also had me thinking. So I was like, wow, Below Deck is on all year round. Like, if you really think about it, it's there's like never a break, because it goes into Below Deck Med, Below Deck Sailing. Right. Now Below Deck Australia will be on Bravo, not just Peacock.
And, I never watched Below Deck Australia.
Oh, God. It was infuriating.
Okay.
The chef from Philly.
I've heard about him.
Oh, it was, like, unbelievable. Like, you were, like, you are giving – don't try – just pretend you're not from Philly, because you're giving us all a really bad name.
Was he actually from Philly, or, like, was he one of those that says
– No, I think he was from South Philly.
Bummer. Because usually when the people that are representing us, they're not actually from Philadelphia.
They're from, like, so Bucks County.
Exactly. Or, like, Mainline. And you're like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Not that we're shitting on any of those areas.
Yeah, go birds. but, yeah, so I was like, are they doing two episodes because they literally just don't have enough weeks in the year?
I was wondering if they were doing two episodes. Like, why are they cramming it? Because are they not getting ratings? Like, here we are having a whole conversation about it. Like,
no, it seems... I think I heard that the way that I hear Andy Cohen talk about Below Deck is like, yeah, it's like really good for Bravo, especially coming out of the pandemic. I think people really kind of leaned into the whole series then. That's actually when I did too.
Huh.
Yeah, you told me to watch it for a while, and then finally I did, and I couldn't leave my house. Like, I mean,
it's been on for like years and years.
Yeah,
I've been there since. I've watched literally every episode of that. You know, Jennifer Lawrence was on Watch What Happens Live. I don't know if you were going to get into that.
I watched it last night, actually.
Yeah, I actually listened to it, because Andy does his show as a podcast the day after, and they do the after show on there, which is really cool, because you get like 5 or 10 more minutes of like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's where the kiss happened. But Jennifer Lawrence made a good point, because Andy said, are you watching Martha's Vineyard? And she's like, you know, I don't like to get into shows until they're renewed for a second season. Like, I don't want to get attached and then it be canceled. And I was like, I fuck with that.
I like that.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I love that she's such a Bravo stan.
Oh my God. She's a Finsta, and she called out Bravo Betches. And I'm like, what if one day she calls out Bond by Bravo for all?
I know. I thought the exact same thing. Exactly the same thing.
And she has Bradley Cooper Philly ties. She shot the whole movie of Silver Linings Playbook in Philly. Yeah. So maybe we could use our Philly roots to get her there. Anywho,
where
back
was
to Below Deck.
Like Abington? It looked like Abington sort of.
No, I think it was out in like lower Marion somewhere.
Okay.
like, what's that area called? Upper Darby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so opening scene, they're at the tip meeting. Interior is called out for not answering their walkie-talkies. And then
my note
about this was really like that Daisy speaks up and says there's a bad connection. And I was just like, don't even say it, because you know they're going to check it. Like, you know they're going to check it. It's going to get awkward. And then on top of that, like, Colin being there for all of it was just, like, giving me the, like, oh, I hate this for you. This is so uncomfortable.
Them making fun of her and being like, can you hear it up on the bell? I can hear it on the bell. Can you hear it in this, like, shithole that no sound ever goes? Yep, I can hear it there.
I was like, this is so like, it's not like that it's necessarily bad that Colin's like saying anything, because they're just like kind of stating facts at that point. But I was just like, oh, I wish he was like in his like engineer room right now.
His engineer room. How hot does he look in that engineer room?
Oh, too good. Too damn good.
Stand in that engineer room, press those buttons that we don't know what they do, but we have ideas. Oh, I was so due to that man.
I know. The other day we had a we have a health inspection this week, and there was some stuff that got left from our, like, the guy that does all the stuff around our building at work. And so Kyle could probably do it. And he came in, and like, we were taking him through, and just like, he was in his work clothes, and the way he was just like so easily and what he was talking about, I was like, yes, 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 yes. I like all of this for me.
Yes. Hard eyes for that. It's so funny. The opposite effect. It's so funny you said that, because last week Meek helped me with an Excel sheet with my husband. And I was like, can you help me do this Excel formula? And he's like, yeah, here's the formula. And I was like, oh my God, that's so hot.
We all have our kinks, I guess.
Who knew that mine would one day be an Excel formula? I'm like, oh, is this 40? Like, I don't know. But I wanted to say about the thing that I couldn't stand, I love Daisy, and her not taking responsibility is such an ick for me.
I know. I wrote that down. I said, okay, do you think Daisy has a problem with taking responsibility? Clearly the answer, or like the other part of the question was, or do you think she's getting a bad edit and we're like not seeing something? But if it's this consistent from everyone, like, also I've learned in this industry, it is so much, even if you know are right and you're talking to your like, it doesn't matter. Just say yes, because guess who you're saving from all of this? You, yourself.
Right. Yourself.
Like, it's
yourself.
You're looking out for you if you just agree.
And this is because they did it at the last tip meeting where they were calling out Interior, and she like spoke up, and it's like, it's so skeevy to me to watch her.
I know.
Just take the
L, because you get to save yourself from having this conversation. And right. Like, yeah, I have looked people dead in the eye and shaken my head yes and being like, you're right, I was wrong, knowing damn well I was right and they were wrong.
Of course, but like you just have to do it. Right. And you get to a point where you're just like, the other thing is like, she was wrong.
Yeah.
So just own it. Then they're just going to play you like they did and go with the walkie talkies all over and be like, I hear it in the walk-in freezer. Walking in the walk-in freezer. Like, they're just going to play the shit out of you, which they did. And that was more embarrassing.
Yeah, I was going to say, it just gets more mortifying.
Right. And then we go into, like, what did you think of her sister? Oh, God, there were so many. Okay, the night out.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I did want to make a quick note.
Go ahead.
Because you know how last week we were talking about Gary a little bit, and you were like, yeah, but, like, you know how, like the girls will go back to him because his charisma, and I was kind of like, I don't know if I see it.
Yeah.
There was like a scene. It was like a nothing scene, but it was, I think it was when he ran up with the walkie-talkies and like was just like the way that he is with Captain Glenn. I was like, okay, like, I guess if you're in it and you're not like, yeah, if you're in it, there's definitely like his power position really does play a role. Like, I don't think if he was a deckstew or a deckhand that he would pull the same kind of, like, I don't think he would get as many girls, but because he's in this like power position, like, that is hot and probably keeps people coming.
But it's also his confidence, even though he might not necessarily should have that, like, his confidence is oozing in a way that, like, he's so confident he's going to get the chick, even though he's so insecure and Colin said the best point this episode, or maybe it was the next episode, just like how Gary needs female attention, but watching him on the boat, like with the walkie talkie and like, you know, tying ropes and throwing chains and blah, blah. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
But yeah, let's get into Daisy's sister's Bonnie being there.
Yeah, that was a little cringy. Like, why is she? I'm just so confused about where Daisy's at, because like, it's like she likes the attention from Gary because she wasn't getting it from him when she wanted it. But now she has Colin, and I don't like the way that she's treating Colin.
Okay, it's funny that you say that, because I have notes about how I was happy she walked away from some of the conversations with Gary.
Like, yeah, she did, but yeah. I still felt like she liked it.
I think she's honestly, like, doesn't know what to – like, I don't think she was – they say that, like, oh, there was something between her and Colin, like, but he always had a girlfriend. I don't know how much I'm buying into that, really. But I think that she is shocked that, like, Colin likes her like this, and then also is kind of, like, has Gary showing her attention, which I think – in her head, maybe a little bit, it's like helping validate Colin's feelings for her.
See, and I think when she said like there was something between her and Colin, I feel like we all know when we're in relationships with other people or somebody has a girlfriend, you all know as a girl to a guy, you know if you could have sex with that person. You just know. Yeah. It's like an understanding. And I feel like that's what she meant.
Okay.
The thing with Gary, to me, it's like she might have wanted Gary at one point, and Gary is just this playboy that's never going to settle down. And now he's showing her like, oh, I will settle down. I will settle down. Saying that to her and then getting upset with Mads. Like, he's going so back and forth.
Oh, it's so annoying.
And we'll
get a little bit more into that.
Yeah.
I did like Bonnie's comment about when she told her sister like about her and Colin hooking up, and her sister was like, every girl's dream. I'm like, okay, so it's out there.
I loved that too. It is. It's literally every girl's dream.
And then just her conversation about like, yeah, kind of getting into the Daisy and Gary of it all, which we just kind of talked about, just a kind of a mess, really. Go ahead.
I'm reading ahead in your notes, and all I can think about, like, the sex between the both of them happening at the same time and the moaning noises and like the drunk sister in the other room. Well, it was so funny, and there is nothing that disturbed me more than the next morning when Bonnie hears that they're having sex, opens the door and says, you're having sex, and then forces herself to get in bed with them. Your sister and her guy, who probably is a boner or might still be inside her. What is going on?
Like, get out. Get all the way out.
It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I was like, what is going on? What in the world? Like, ew, you're having sex, but I need to cuddle. Let me get in bed with you. That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
So weird. So weird. Let's just go into the night out. So I did have a note here that said that Bonnie got kicked out of boarding school. And my thought initially was, I bet Amy would appreciate this. So what are your feelings about that?
Did she say that? How did I miss that?
Yeah, she got kicked out of boarding school. And I was just like, for whatever reason, I feel like you would appreciate that.
Of course. I mean,
a girl that gets kicked out of boarding school.
Have you ever gotten kicked out of anything?
No.
Oh my God, I can't. You claim you're from Philly. You've never been kicked out of anything? Have you ever been in a fist fight?
I am so inconsequential. Oh my God. I hate consequences. I've always been like that. Like,
no kidding.
Just, I don't want to deal with the aftermath of anything.
I one time in my freshman year of high school got so many demerits that I had to go to disciplinary summer school.
Did my grandmom send you?
Possibly. Where we had to wear our uniform every day for a week in the middle of June in our offices that didn't have air or in our high school that didn't have air conditioning, and you had to clean out every locker. You had to start by going to church in the morning, and then you had to clean out every single locker. And my parents are like, really? You're serious? This is what you're doing with your summer?
Oh my God. I spent so much time in your high school.
That's so funny. Maybe I saw you then. You were a little girl.
I was little. I had to go to every single McDevitt play ever since I was like born.
Okay. I auditioned and then never followed through.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have seen you up there. Just
it's so wild.
The King and I. The Oliver Twist.
The King and I, oh my God, the Bluebird's back. It's back. The Bluebird mom is back.
God, we used to, yeah, Steven and I used to run around that place like it was a jungle gym.
Yeah. I mean.
And that really cool room with the beanbag chairs and the like clouds. Do you know what room
in,
I'm talking
in the
about?
Base off the cafeteria.
I think so. Yes. Yes.
Like
off
where
the cafeteria.
Student, yeah. It's, it was like God. Where you, like where therapy was held if you ever had to go to therapy. I, of course,
that's
was
where
never
they
there, but probably should have been.
Okay.
Let's move into the next morning, right? Yeah.
Do we want to say anything about Gary going in for a kiss that night after that conversation? Also, the conversation between Daisy, Gary, Bonnie, and Aisha. Is that Aisha?
Aisha. Yeah.
She was the chef. Was like, what is going on here?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I didn't realize how out of like how she didn't see anything with Gary and Daisy that whole time. Like,
yeah.
She looked to me like blindsided, like, wait, what is happening?
And she came back. It's funny to see like how concerned Colin is. Like, I feel like Colin would play the cool guy card so hard to like not act it, that it makes me love him more that he's like in it, you know? And then he has these feelings. It's like, okay, cool, like I love this for her, but I also
it's
feel like
crazy.
She's on the verge of fucking it up.
I know. And when Gary goes in for the kiss and then Gary says, like, Daisy went in for the kiss. I'm like, you can literally see the footage. Like, he goes in.
He doesn't even, like, casually go in. He goes in. Goes
like,
in.
Like, no shame.
None. It's honestly, like, we talked about sexual harassment last week, but, like, he's pushing the limits here.
He's pushing some boundaries, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next morning, Colin and Daisy bang it out, so that's exciting.
Good for them, yeah.
I still don't know if I totally feel the chemistry, but I'm happy that they're, I mean, it must be there. I'm just, I guess.
What are you, like, what part of that is missing for you?
I don't know. I like was really thinking about it. So I'm so happy you asked, but I just, I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know. I feel like I just maybe feel it with her and Gary so much that. Like, and even though it's just Gary's like that with everyone, I don't know. I feel like ever since they admitted that they hooked up before, like,
you would
there really is. I don't know. I don't know.
You would prefer her to be with Gary.
No. You know what this feels like? Oh. Like the Big versus Aiden debate a little bit. Like,
well, not to dramatize
obviously
or anything.
Had more chemistry with Gary. Like, they had more, like, sexual energy. But Aiden was obviously the smarter.
Right. Okay, I hear you. That's a good comparison, actually.
Yeah. I have.
Interesting. I still want her to be with Colin, and I don't want her to.
Go ahead.
I don't want her to fuck it up with Colin, but
yeah.
I'm dying to know, like, what happens. Also, like, Colin has been patient at this point. Like, it's getting a little out of hand. And Gary, like, he needs to talk to his friend. Like, your friend is being a dick.
Yeah. But the thing is, I don't even think Gary cares. Like, he's so self-involved that he's like, I don't care, I'll blow up this friendship, like, as long as I get what I need.
And that's what, and Colin talks about that too. Colin says, like, he doesn't have any loyalties to anyone, and like, that's sad. Like, you'd rather, like, what mommy issues are you hiding, Gary?
And I'm also really curious, because I didn't see the Watch What Happens Live that you were talking about that Daisy was on and like was choosing. You said, chose Gary more times, right? And
there was some.
Was there, like, something about them not following each other, too?
Yeah, I think I told you that. They don't follow. Colin and Daisy don't follow each other. She keeps posting pictures of them together from the season, and he's not tagged in them. And then I'm like, is this a production thing? But they don't follow each other. And also, she said something on Watch What Happens Live, like, Andy asked a question, like, who would you rather? And she basically said, like, well, Colin has a lot of making up to do. So I'm like, what? What happened? There's got to be some bombshell we're going to find out about.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see what went down there.
Yeah. Let's run through this. We're so close to time already because we babbled on about bachelorette parties.
Page long preference list. At first that was scary, but then
the
guests were great. So that worked out.
Him, the guy, the preference guy being like, no one matters except for me. I was like, oh, okay,
I know.
Bro. Like,
I guess the one nice thing about having a long preference, she is, it keeps you like, like, you don't have to think that much. It's all on paper for you.
The thing that he said that I loved was like, don't try to do any fancy stuff. Like, we'd rather you just like stay in your lane and we'll be happy. Like, I was like, that's cool. Even though you're being insane about everything else. And they left the biggest tip in the end.
I know. And then, okay, so still on that first episode. So wait, that I forgot again, but I was like, preview for next week. Like, it looks so good. Oh, yeah. And then it literally started. And I was like, oh.
Literally, after next Monday night, what are we going to do? Like, what are we watching?
Well, it'll be another Below Deck. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, it is. I haven't seen the – okay. I didn't see the previews. Are we gonna follow Crappy Lake? I feel like that might be one that we'll get into.
We'll give it a shot.
Okay. Fair enough.
So Gary reeling from the Mads comment / joke. That whole thing is so messy. And then when Mads ends up in – like, I had that note down, Gary reeling from Mads comment / joke. And then, like, four bullet points down, it's like, wait – Mads is crawling into Gary's bed. Like, what is happening?
But see, the thing is, I love that Mads is challenging Gary because he's feeling uncomfortable. It's basically like the catch, like the chase is over and she's playing him. Like, she's playing a guy's game, and I really love that. Like, her saying,
but I think once she got drunk though, the game just went to the winds because next day she was like, oh, I really got to start making better decisions. Like, what is going on?
None of that was surprising to me, though. Like, it wasn't surprising to me that she would get into his bed, because the whole season she's like, I don't even like Gary. I don't even like Gary. I don't like Gary. I made the wrong decision. Like, she's like fucking around with him so bad. I love the game she's playing. I love that she's playing it with Gary because it's like a taste of his own medicine.
I guess I just don't like that she's talking to Alex on the side and like, and then crawling into bed so happily with Gary. I don't know.
Like Gary's doing to Daisy by saying, we should be together and give it a shot, and crawling totally with Mads every night. Like, they're playing the same game. They're really good at it, both of them.
I did just have another note here. I love Captain Glenn, and I like that he gave Gary a wedgie. I thought it was so funny.
Also, these like shady producer edits of like Captain Glenn on the boat by himself, like drinking a beer, playing chess, looking for ice cream. I'm like, come on. It's always these like shady edits. It's so funny. Like, meanwhile, back on the boat, dad keeps watch.
Oh my God. When he went down and got the ice cream, he was pretty stoked.
It was so funny. He's like, yes, I don't want vegetables, celery, yuck.
Yeah, it was so good.
Wait, you have a note on here. So Mads keeps saying that she should pick Alex. Like, I wonder what happened the night after they got off the boat. Like, I bet you they hooked up.
Oh, you like Alex and Mads?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And, like, for sure.
And then the other thing is, like, Chase continuously making comments to Aylisha. It's like, she doesn't hate it.
That is literally what I thought. I was like, she's not, like, not into it.
Right. She's responding. She's, like, giving him hugs. Like, and seriously, why? I'm going to say this again, but why is Lucy not getting any play? That girl is a smoke show.
I know, and she's so – I said this to Kyle yesterday when we were watching. I was like, she's so, like, cool. Like, I like her just a lot. Chill. She's funny.
Yeah, and she's
– popping the bottle top into her nose, though. Oh, my God. I was like
– how many – I feel like we've all done something like that at some point.
I haven't done that specifically, but I was, like, three deep at a bar that I had already quit, like, three times. But sometimes they would hit me back and be like, can you just, like, fill in for the shift? So I like am in there. It's hot as hell up there. Three deep. I'm making a margarita. We use the little juice squeezer for the half of lime.
Yeah.
I had it pointing the wrong direction and it squirt right into my eye, all over my face. I was like, I looked up and I was like, if you're getting a cocktail, go downstairs. I'm upstairs by myself. No bartender, no bar back, like no server or anything is up there. And I'm like, if you're getting beer, you can stay. Cocktails, you're going downstairs. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. Crazy. I don't even work here.
Have you ever gotten a bad Yelp review? I'd be shocked.
Once, but honestly, like, I'm trying to think. I am – was one time and it was like, oh, I know what it was. Oh, I don't even want to say it because it's starting to come off It's, I mean, I did slam the drink in front of, like, if you wave in my face, like, I have, that's like my biggest pet peeve as a bartender. When people are like, I'm ready. It's like, you think you're standing at the bar. Like, right. Of course you're ready. And I hate that a lot of people think that, like, we don't see you. Best believe we see every single one of you. We know what you're talking about. We know who you're talking to. And we know when you got there.
Right.
Like, we can also hear you talking it off.
It's also like we can hear you talking to the next person being like, can you believe this fucking bartender isn't getting my drink?
Yeah. And like, there was one time they got really aggressive. I was talking to someone else in the midst of it, like with another customer. They come up, put their hand right in front of me and like are just like demanding like, okay, I'm ready. And I looked at them and I said, and I'm not. I gave them their bill and I said, you guys are done. Like I think I was already like at my end and my boss looked at me at that time and he was like, damn, I didn't know you had it in you. And I was like, yeah, he just really
stick around for a few more years, sir.
Oh my gosh. But I am like, I love it. So it's like, I really just love my job. So it's kind of like,
you can deal with it. Bullshit. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair. Yeah. The pop in the eye. That was a good one. And again, Gary tries to kiss Daisy again in this. What in the hell? What is going on?
What in the hell?
Yeah.
What in the hell?
That whole, the night out, and then Captain Glenn's walking around opening everybody's doors saying like, hey.
It's 8 a.m.
Right. It's 8 a.m. Everyone's got to go. I just really, really love, I don't know. I want this Colin and Daisy thing to work out. And I'm skeptical that it's going to. Oh my God. In the final scene. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Like Gary, what? And also the fact that they're talking about this at all, like, I would be mortified like watching this back and having people talk about whether or not I was on my period. Like, what?
You could see that in her face. She's like, are you serious? Like, talk about embarrassing. Like, hopefully this puts the nail in the coffin for him because he doesn't deserve, like,
no.
You're, what are you, 5 years old? Like
you, that never, is disgusting. And also, if it didn't,
clear,
like, if you didn't know all, and then also, like, if you went down on her and you didn't know, what difference does it make? Like, it's done. Right. It's over. Like, you didn't, like, what?
It's like him trying to get back at her for her making these comments. Like, he's going to try to embarrass her. And, like, this just shows what a freaking scumbag. Scumbag. Yeah. I don't know how much play Gary's going to get after this season with, like, his true colors really coming out. I mean, I say
honestly, that. Honestly, like, that last scene, I literally thought, I was like, he's done.
Hopefully he'll actually see it that way, but who knows?
It was really hard to watch that final scene. Like, I'm very excited for next Monday.
I know, and next Monday it's going to be the last two episodes.
I know, it's funny. Like, I don't, like Below Deck doesn't ever leave me in, like, a cliffhanger kind of way.
Right.
Like, excited.
Right, right.
I always enjoy it when I'm watching it, but I'm not like, oh, it's Monday. But like now I feel like this is the first time in a long time where I'm going to be like, oh, Below Deck, like next Monday.
What else are you watching right now?
Obviously watch The Bear.
Oh, you did?
Oh my God. It's like, it also stirred up so much like anxiety. I'm like, oh God, like this is probably going to be my life at some point trying to open something and it's going to be so stressful.
He grew up in my neighborhood. My landlord, I wonder if I should say that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he grew up in Park Slope.
Oh, I thought you meant.
Yeah, not Philly. Sorry. In my neighborhood that I live in now. And my landlord actually is really good friends with his mom. Like, they're like the best friends where like your kids grow up together and stuff. So
I
have a lot of insight. She gives me little nuggets here and there. Anywho. I need to get into that. I watched the first three episodes, but the one chick really got on my nerves. I was like, I can't stand you, but hopefully it gets better.
Oh my, which chick?
The sous chef.
Oh my God, I actually like her.
And she's been in so many other things that I like her in, but for some reason it was, I don't know if it's because she's playing younger. I don't know. She was bugging me. Mm-hmm. I love the, oh my God, what's his name from Girls? Desi.
I don't know his real name, but I love him. And he has Kyle pointed out when we were watching it the other day, he's like, I really like the show because everyone has a lot of character growth. Oh. I was like, what?
Okay.
And I was Spielberg. Like, actually, you're so right. Because, like, in Shameless, did you watch Shameless?
No. I watched a few episodes. But
so, like, in Shameless, and, like, I can't unsee Jeremy Allen White from being Lip, but there's that show got so frustrating because after, like, 9 or 10 seasons, like, there was, like, no character growth. I was like, these people are the exact same from season one.
But that's what's going to happen when you have a 10 – that's why you don't have 10 seasons of things anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like, how Grey's Anatomy is still running with whatever – God knows. I'm sure it's not about character development, but it's hard to maintain that over that many seasons.
Yeah, that show is really good. And I just – so Kyle's really into – I mean, we're obviously watching, like, Always Sunny because they have a new season.
Oh, really? I mean – yeah.
And then that show is like always on in my house. Like, it's just background all the time.
Okay.
And then I've recently got it, and Kyle's been into it for years, but the new season's coming out, so I'm trying to catch up, and I love it. What We Do in the Shadows.
Is that like a fantasy something or other?
It is so funny. It's like kind of shot as like, it's kind of shot like The Office, but they're
like a mockumentary.
Yeah, and it's based off of a movie from like 2014, I think, from like the guys of the Flight of the Conchords.
Okay.
But it's these like vampires, but they're living in like a normal world, and they have, it's just really, really funny.
Okay, I'm going to give that one a try. Did you watch Jury Duty? I told you to, but did you watch
it? Yes, that was so good.
That was a good one. Yeah. I'm trying to think what I'm watching. So last night, out of sheer boredom, I gave The Bachelorette a try.
Oh boy, I've never seen an episode.
It was a nightmare. I honestly, I was like, this is insane. Okay, let's talk about I'm trying to think of other things that I'm watching. I'm looking in my notes to see.
Have you watched that one on Peacock with Kaley Cuoco?
I don't watch anything. Like, I'm deep in right now? I'm deep in Love Island. That's really where I'm at.
Okay.
Love Island. Have you gone any farther down that rabbit hole?
No.
Okay. I'll get you there. I swear I'll get you there. What do you think? So one thing we forgot last week was our best bonding moment. What do you think your best bonding moment was of, let's say, Below Deck this week?
Of Below Deck? I don't know. The bonding moments are hard.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I just love Captain Glenn and Gary, even though Gary's so problematic. But like when they kind of like goof off with each other, I think that's fun.
I guess mine would be, this is kind of lame too, but I guess it would be Daisy and her sister. I was kind of confused. Like, they haven't seen each other in 3 years and they just were like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, you guys haven't
seen each other? They said that they talk all the time, but I still was like, I feel like I would be like freaking out.
Right. I mean, I don't see my sister-in-law for like 6 months at a time, and I jump up and down every time. Like, it's,
That's freaking cute.
Anyway,
that's really cool.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess we'll continue this next week with Below Deck. We might have some other stuff to chit chat about. Anything? I'm trying to think. Do we want to play one of these games? The last game. Do you want to ask me one of these? Or should we hold it?
The this or that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Bradley Cooper or Justin Theroux?
Bradley Cooper. I actually had a dream last night. It's so funny you talked about Bradley Cooper. I had a dream last night that he was interested in me and I wasn't married. And I was
I like this for you.
Oh my God. I can't believe I forgot to talk about this. And I was like, oh my God, I love this. And we were like laying in bed and he was like stroking my hair. Oh, and God. I was like, I love that you love that. Like, this is great. And then he started love bombing me and I was completely turned off.
Oh.
I'm like, but it's still Bradley Cooper.
Okay, well, I guess we know your ick.
Yeah, I know.
Shoot. Okay. How about cocktail bar or dive bar?
Dive bar.
Same. Dinner or drinks?
Dinner.
Oh, I'm going drinks.
Really? You don't even drink that much. Is that why? That's my problem.
I just feel like dinner is so long.
You are the worst. You literally don't even drink that much.
I know, but it's good when I do.
Sure.
East Coast or West Coast, but this seems so obvious.
I mean, what do you think I'm going to say? Okay, so I'll say East Coast, like ride or die, but like West Coast because of like
when we were in LA, you were like, I feel like you definitely enjoy Southern California.
Oh, I love Southern California. I also like me and Meek were talking last night. Like my dream would be to eventually have property and, you know, dream in LA just because I love being there. We have friends there, you know, like it's like, and I love being that close to the beach. I mean, I love I love Southern California. I also like Northern California. I like SF. I like, you know, where you're at. I prefer it's Meek always thinks it's weird that how much I love LA. I think you do too, but it is what it is. I am who I am.
But I do too. What? Think it's weird how much you love LA?
Yeah.
I just need a place that has, I'm like a nature girl now.
I need to go on a hike for a second. But you and can I go like on love hikes there.
The redwoods and
you can go
I
on
also don't
there.
Drive. So you're like that's such a big, like I can drive. I'm actually a really good driver. Kyle tells me all the time.
I would but never. I don't think you could pay me $100 to get in a car with you.
I'm actually a really good driver, but I just don't like it. I'm like I don't want to. I'd rather just take a bus.
It's true. Like being in a walkable city, public transportation. I couldn't ever imagine going back to like getting in a car to drive places, and I'd be that like asshole from the East Coast that's like walking 3 miles to the next destination because it only said a mile.
Totally, and like
or like on a
LA,
highway.
I have literally looked up walking directions, and it's like they like almost don't exist because there's no sidewalks. I'm like, so I can't walk. Even if I would like, sometimes I'm down to take a 3 hour walk somewhere, but it's like not even an option.
Yeah, I mean. Look, East Coast, because that's where our family is and that's what we love and that's what we know. And like, for me personally, I feel like that's a lot of my attitude or like my personality. Yeah.
but I'm so West Coast at this point. I know. It's like, I don't even think I could make it on the East Coast anymore.
No, you would be so miserable. You would be so.
I'd be like, why is everyone talking, so mean?
And remember when you were talking about living in New York for a second? I was like, yeah, you should. God knows.
And I also, it's just, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
So what's yours? Yours is West Coast. I don't even know why I'm asking.
Oh, so West Coast. Like I talk every time Kyle and I talk about
how West Coast.
We can't afford to live in San Francisco. Like we won't be able to afford a house in the Bay Area. I'm like, we can't leave the West Coast though. Like
it's how am I gnarly, man.
I need to be on the West Coast.
I'm so stoked.
I hate you. I hate you.
You literally lived there for like 3 weeks. And you're like, yeah, it was like so gnarly. I'm like, okay. Okay. All right. Reel it in.
Reel it in.
This is
fun. It happened so gradually, you know?
So gradually.
But all right. I guess that's it. Any 4th of July plans?
Well, we move on July 5th. So we're moving from Brooklyn into the city. We're moving on up to the Upper East Side. Yeah.
We're going camping at Crater Lake with Aisha.
Oh, fun. That's fun. Okay. Another thing I hate. Camping. Can't put me in a tent. Anywho, we'll have lots to discuss. We'll figure out when we're going to record offline. Thanks for joining us. We have music now. So I hope you like our intro and outro. Shout out to Walter for the music. You can follow him at, I'll give that to you, Jen. Zula is your friend on Instagram. Thanks for joining us this week. We'll be back next week for more Bonded by Bravo.
All right, I'll see you next week.